During the first quarter of this century, in the village of Montfermeil, not far from Paris, there existed a small tavern, which has since disappeared. In front of the tavern, two little girls, the elder aged about 2½, the younger aged 18 months, were playing. The two children looked well cared for. They were like roses on a scrap heap, their eyes bright, their pink cheeks round with laughter. The mother, the innkeeper's wife, a woman of no very attractive appearance, but likeable at that moment, was seated a few yards away in the doorway of the tavern. Suddenly a voice spoke from close beside her. "You have two very pretty children, madame." A young woman was standing before her. She too had a child, which she held in her arms. She also had with her a large travelling bag, which looked very heavy. The child was the most enchanting creature imaginable, a little girl of between 2 and 3, the prettiness of whose attire matched that of the innkeeper's children. The mother thanked her for the compliment, and invited her to sit on the bench by the door, while she herself remained seated on the step.
"My name is Thénardier," she said. "My husband and I keep this inn."
This Madame Thénardier was robust, big-boned, and red-headed.
"What's your little girl's name?"
she asked the stranger.
"Cosette." "It's wonderful how quickly children get to know each other," said Madame Thénardier. "Look at them. They might all be sisters."
This, no doubt, was the encouragement the other mother had been hoping for. Taking Madame Thénardier's hand, she turned to her and said,
"Will you look after my daughter for me?"
The Thénardier woman started slightly. The mother, whose name was Fantine, went on,
"I can't take her with me where I'm going. I have to find work, and it's not easy if you have a child. I think it was the hand of God that guided me here. When I saw your children so happy and clean and pretty, I thought to myself, that's a good mother. As you say, they would be like sisters. And besides, I shall soon come to fetch her. Will you look after her for me?"
"We shall have to think about it," said Madame Thénardier. "I could pay..."